The noise you're hearing in the background are the bubbas in the garden taking prasadam. We're back in Vrindavan, and it was a real learning experience. It was quite exciting. I already mentioned all the travels that we do, so I don't have to go over that in more detail. Yesterday we were in Calcutta, and got there very late at night, and around midday we went to the hospital and visited Ranadweep, and Roger Sevaki. They were both in intensive care. She had just come out of operation for her arm, which was broken, her left arm. She was lying there. He's in a some type of a coma, but he was conscious. Myself, Govinda Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj were there. We could talk to him. He could respond. He would open his eyes. He would squeeze our hands on a request. He was responsive, and his condition is very much improving, according to the doctor. There was grave doubt whether he would even survive. Now it seems that he's on his way to recovery, unless something extraordinary happens. So that was very good news. He has a lot of bones broken that the doctors are working on, his punctured lung, and they're very careful to ensure that he doesn't get some kind of infection, which would then cause, complicate matters and put life at risk. So it's looks very hopeful for him. He's looking for some pins for Goritan, dressing them. And I'll just say that his face is also really messy, bruised, stitches, big cut scar from her head, hit the windshield, forehead all the way down over her right eye. And all of these really just bring home the reality of Krishna's teachings. Dukkhalayam Shashvatam. Material world is a miserable place. That this body is antavanta imedeha nityashakta sharirina. It can just come and go, just like that. And of course, despite hearing these teachings of the Lord, still we remain optimistic that we can make something of this material world, that we can find some measure of happiness here, and that perhaps we can just stay here and be Krishna conscious. But no, Krishna doesn't want that. Krishna wants us to go back home, to go back to Him. And He expects us to take seriously the instructions that he's giving us through Bhagavad Gita, through his devotees from the spiritual master. And and if we don't, satyam dishtam martito artito ninam yadartito dhya punanartito dhya swayam vichyate vajitam anichyadam vichyavitanam nijapadapalham yasyaham anugrahami avishyeta dhanam shanaya. Then, particularly if he favors devotees, he may take away their objects of attachment, he may take away their bodies, he may take away certain access to body functioning. Krishna's really he's not obliged, he's not very much concerned about being politically correct. He doesn't so much care about what the devotees think, he certainly doesn't care about what the public thinks. He knows what's best, and knowing what's best for us, he acts accordingly. So if we're not voluntarily cleansing our heart, giving up material attachment, taking spiritual life seriously, studying Shastra, he may force us into a situation where we learn through experience that which we should be learning through hearing. There was a wake-up call for me, as it always is. More and more I'm having to go to hospitals to see devotees, which is people or congregation members, either because they're an accident, or because they're sick, or because they're dying. And I'll be in that situation at some time also. So will all of you who are listening. And what always I'm reminded of when I'm in these situations is that yes, I should put to maximum use the teachings that Krishna has given. I should not play around. That is Maya thinking that there's time, that it's not a rush. You don't want to be a fanatic. That we've got time, but actually we have no time. The ebb and flow of events in the material world is such, in any case, that it's completely beyond our control. So we don't know what may happen. But over and above that, our own individual karmas are such that we may be called, and we should be ready. So these are real thoughts to be shared with devotees. I'm not just sharing the events of what happened yesterday, these events of going to the hospital and seeing the Gaurasinghas, one man who was just laying there in one bed. He was just groaning out loud. It was a little hard to not to get distracted by it in pain. This was not just, it was my yesterday's experience. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is in action. And I'd like to share that with devotees. Take it seriously. Don't take it lightly. Reassess your own spiritual commitment, how seriously you're taking the process, how well we're chanting, how much we're trying with all our hearts to be free from attachments and be open to that purification. That's not to force Krishna's hand, that he forces us to learn the lessons, our lessons the hard way. But Of course, that's not the only reason why devotees will find themselves in that type of situation, will find themselves in that situation, because that is what the material world is about, even if you're well prepared for it. But if you're well prepared for it, then you're well prepared for it, and then you'll take it in stride that this is what life's about, and it will not be something that necessarily impedes your meditation upon Krishna. And your deep service to him, by deep I mean service that's internal service, because these things, obviously, if your body becomes impaired, then your external service certainly stops, but still one may internally be able to continue on like that. So be warned, Krishna really plays for keeps. And he's our well-wisher, which means that he will ultimately use any circumstance, and he'll use anything in order to realize the goal of taking us back home, back to Godhead. And before I sign off, just one other comment on Arikara Prabhu's question that he put on the comment section, and that was something I'd already mentioned earlier, but it's a noteworthy topic because devotees also think about it, that if, say, the Srila Prabhupada is a cowherd boy, then doesn't that mean that his disciples and followers, that they won't be able to develop a rasa higher than that of a cowherd boy? Because sometimes devotees have this conception, which is a misconception, that you can't advance beyond, or you can't have a rasa other than the rasa of your spiritual master. And my answer to that is no, that's incorrect. I don't know where devotees get that from. Let's start with the basic principle that yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, that by the mercy of the spiritual master, all perfections can be achieved. One achieves the mercy of Krishna, and yoga kshema bhahami aham. Krishna provides us with what we need, with what we are rightfully, is our constitutional position. It's not the case that if Srila Prabhupada is in the rasa of a cowherd boy, that then all of his followers will have to have that same relationship. No. By Prabhupada's grace, devotees will be able to perfect their own relationship, whether it's a devotee, or it's a servitude, or it's in parental ras, everything can happen, because that is the mercy of the spiritual master. But how that mercy manifests may vary, yes, in the spiritual world. When one passes through the stages of an Ardhana Vritti to the stage of Bhava, where this whole question of Swarup comes into play, and not before then, one's spiritual master will make arrangement. If he's in one rasa, he will make arrangement, and his disciple is in a different rasa, he will make arrangement for that devotee to be trained in the different principles of his relationship, which won't be within the jurisdiction of the spiritual master, but will be in the jurisdiction jurisdiction of other Vaishnavas, and our spiritual master will give us blessings and instruction to take guidance on these matters from other Vaishnavas. That doesn't mean that the relationship with our spiritual master of a different rasa is over in the spiritual world, because everyone continues to have relationships in the spiritual world, whatever their rasa is. It's just a question of how that transpires, and how it transpires is some way that's favorable towards Krishna and harmonious with the events as they manifest in Goloka. The devotee shouldn't have any type of fear of that. What is required to manifest will do so, and it will do so by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. A evidence of this, and this is the last thing I want to say before I'm just making an offering here to the deities, evidence of this is to be found in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Gop Kumar, known as Sarupa in his eternal Goloka, he is called by Srimati Radharani to go to Mathura and to bring back into Srimati Radharani's service as a gopi, this Janasharma. So here's an example where someone is in, and it's exactly to the point, where the guru is in Sakyaras, and the disciple is in Mathuryaras, and still he's asked to act in that capacity by no one else other than Srimati Radharani herself. And of course, only asked to do so because that whole relationship works like that. It is effective, and there's no loss. So, let's continue serving Srila Prabhupada, having faith that whatever the resolution of this Swarup issue will be, that everything that we need for our spiritual lives will be provided for without any question of a doubt.